The town board in Oyster Bay has approved a sand replenishment project at Tobey Beach in Massapequa, which suffered a lot of damage in several of those storms this past winter. Oyster Bay Town Supervisor Joseph Saladino is joining us on Drive Time. Good to talk to you again, sir. So how much sand replenishment are we talking about?
We have been putting each of the past 3 or 4 years about 44,000 tons of sand. This one is a lot more. We're looking at losing as much sand as we lost after Hurricane Sandy. What would I guess? Over 100,000 tons of sand are going to be required to build the beach up to a safe point. Remember, it's not just the beach. The beach protects the dunes where the piping plovers are nesting. Then they also protect Ocean Parkway, a major thoroughfare that's owned by New York State. And then, of course, if that fails, we're talking about a failure of the barrier island. And if that happens, we're looking at billions of dollars of damage to private homes and facilities along the south shore of Long Island.
So with all that at stake, who is paying for this latest sand replenishment project and how much is it going to cost?
This is where the big frustration is. Once again, the property taxpayers in the town of Oyster Bay get stuck with the bill. Why isn't New York State stepping up with money to protect their roadway? Why isn't the federal government stepping up? The Army Corps of Engineers controls our ability to do anything there. They always want the permits. They're in control up until it's time for a fix, and then everybody's pointing fingers. So we will be putting in sand, but that's not enough. We're looking for short-term emergency help from New York State and the federal government, and then all of the towns along the South Shore need a real solution. We're asking for maybe what they did in Long Beach, for instance, with jetties. We need a permanent solution. The federal government has to come up with it and provide the funding for it.
I know you've been on with us before, especially regarding the Army Corps of Engineers asking for more help. You're asking Albany for more help. Why haven't they stepped in yet? What answers are you getting, if any?
We're not getting answers. It's a lot of double talk at this point. They tell us they need a study. I don't know why you need a study to determine we're in an emergency. The beach is terrible. We used to have dunes protecting our emergency road. How do you get an ambulance in or a fire truck if there is a collapse of that emergency road? I don't understand why they need a study. We need sand and we need it now. And once again, there's money for everything else in the world. These are Americans who live here, Americans who pay taxes to America. And now it's, why wouldn't you protect the people who have been paying the bills all these years? And it's just very unfair. It's very frustrating. And it's the wrong thing to do. The DEC, the New York State, and of course, the Army Corps of Engineers has to step up. Having said that, we've been working with people like Congressman Andrew Garbarino and United States Senator Chuck, and hoping for some help here. They've been putting us in touch with folks, but we need real money and we need that set up. Currently, there's a project to dredge the Fire Island Inlet and put sand along the beaches up until Babylon. Once they reach the town of Oyster Bay line, the project stops. It doesn't make any sense. And we are asking them, please, this is an emergency. It's not just about recreation on the beach. It's the structure of the beach and the protection of Ocean Parkway and whether or not you want the barrier island to last. And we're very frustrated. We don't understand why they're not coming in to rescue our residents, our environment. If New York State and the federal government truly cares about the environment as they try to make people believe, then they will fix this.
Oyster Bay Town Supervisor Joseph Saladino, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.